Well, certainly it makes sense. I am curious, though, how this really works. I understand part of the issue with Taliban is that girls are not supposed to be educated, hence all that discussion back and forth about if girls, some girls, up to what level. Are those attitudes changing, or how widespread is the attitude that girls shouldn't be educated?
The attitude is really changing, and I also want to correct, I think, what is a misconception. They are not completely against the girls being educated. It's a conservative country. What they want to make sure is that the traditions are respected while the girls are being educated. And so let me talk a little bit more about that. So, for example, in our school, we have a very high wall that surrounds the girls' school. We don't have a wall that surrounds the boys' school, so that when the girls come to school, nobody can peep at them, nobody can look at them, and their privacy is protected. We offer transportation for the girls who are sixth grade and older, again, so that they are not seen walking along the streets, etc. And then the other thing that we are doing is we actually have a very small clinic inside the school, and we have a midwife, a nurse midwife, that comes for 20 hours a week to do basic health care checkup for the girls, and she also goes out to the community to do training on pre- and postnatal care and hygiene. Parents everywhere are the same. They love their daughters and they love their sons. And so with these kinds of services being provided, we've actually had very good luck in not only having a girls' school, but a girls' school that is growing to the point where we actually might have to add on rooms to accommodate the growth in admissions. And I just want to say one more thing. There are schools being built for girls around our village, but because they're not respecting the traditions that we are respecting, we are finding that communities from these villages, there are other schools that are in actually closer proximity to, are sending their daughters to our school.